Good morning, 7:25 a.m. on June the 19th. I'm a little late this morning. I got sidetracked. And by the time I realized what time it was, I was like, oh, well, I might as well wait and leave at 7 instead of 6:15. Because it was already like quarter of. 16:33. Yeah, I was not stretching this morning. 16:33 on the first half. It's still a sub 17. I can't complain. It's remarkably consistent. 16 and a half minutes per mile. But yeah, it was trash day and recycle day, so I need to get that stuff out. Need to wake the wife at 7. So I waited until 7 and got my move on. So I'm a little bit late. I'm thinking of the deep dark, thinking about technology, thinking about how this works. Yes, their handhelds do seem somewhat limited compared to what we have today, but the reality is they're only doing very limited things with them. The capability of the device, we haven't really explored. We've only explored what they're using it for. And what it's for is basically tuned to chipboard management. It's sort of like Blackboard. Blackboard is a software that colleges use to put online courses online. And it's called a learning management system, but it's not a learning management system. It's a learner management system. I won't get too high on that soapbox. But it's not for managing a student's learning. It's not a student's tool. It's a teacher's tool. Students' tools look very different. Students' tools would look much more social to begin with. And they would look much more goal-oriented, big-term goals. So I want a degree. Okay, what are the steps? Okay, what are the steps within the steps? And what do I need to do next? That would be a learning management tool. A learner management tool is, how do I keep the students, how do I present the material to the students? How do I assess the students' progress? And how do I keep them on task? Which is one of the reasons that most learning management systems have no social aspect. As far as anyone is concerned, you're logged in alone. In spite of the fact that, yeah, I'm going to go down that road anyway, aren't I? In spite of the fact that one of the driving theories in distance education is equivalency. So every aspect of a classroom experience needs to be replicated online, although ideally it would not include all the negatives. Good morning. It wouldn't include things like synchronous participation. It wouldn't include things like synchronous is probably the biggest one. The outcomes. It's one of the things that most people involved in education, particularly online education, don't really understand. Is that the outcomes do not depend on the mode of delivery. They depend on the implementation, which falls back to the teacher. And to a certain extent, the student body, how do students get into the class? If anybody can just, you know, sign up and be in the class, there's no barriers to entry, and then the outcomes are going to be pretty dispersed. There are going to be people who are very self-motivated, very self-directed, very, in a certain sense, very wealthy, because they have to be able to pay for it some way. Now, a learning management system is basically the computer that's sitting in front of a student. And how the student chooses to organize it is really the key. And there are very few tools available to the student for organization. RSS feeds looked like they were going to be, but almost nobody uses RSS feeds anymore. It's really, I do. But everybody wants you to visit their blog. No, I'm not going to visit your blog. If you don't have an RSS feed, I'm not going to read your stuff. Go away. I'm in the minority, because people don't understand that there was, is still, another way. It's because of monetization. I'm straying. Just head down that rabbit hole and it gets ugly. So the issue is, what was the tool designed for? The tool was designed for Shipboard use, for managing Shipboard functions, for making it easy for the crew and the officers to do their jobs, to stay connected, to be effective, to be efficient. So a lot of things that we normally think of is like, well, there's no games. Well, there are no network games. That's because of management. When you think about what Ishmael does in his off time, it's basically eat and sleep. And study, and to a certain extent, there isn't really a whole lot else to do. Exercise. Having trouble staying on the beat this morning. My nose is running. I didn't get my breakfast. Our microwave oven burned out yesterday. I get some breakfast when I get home. I go out to Best Buy when they open it. Whatever it is. 9 or 10, I think. I have to look. And get a new microwave. Because without a microwave, we're all lost here. I need to nuke my frozen burritos. A few more thistles blossomed this morning. Didn't see the big sweep of purple that I was expecting, but perhaps it's still early yet. Monk post. So yeah, the devices themselves are probably a lot more capable. Even the personal devices. Personal data assistants, the PDAs, PDAs, are more capable than most people use them for, because they just don't have much more need. We haven't really seen what a civilian looks like. We haven't really seen what an individual's connectivity habits look like. What we do know is that the communication between systems is suppressed. That's part of the deal. That's one of the reasons people say, well, why doesn't he just send a message? Well, he can. That'll cost him about a month's pay. Well, not as much now that he's captain, but... but normal people don't send messages across the system. They don't send them outside the sector. There's a reason. There's a reason. We haven't really talked about the reason, but there is a reason. It's not an oversight. It's not, oh, well, they should be able to do this because we can. Yeah, perhaps they should. Why do you suppose they don't? Screw it, I'm just going to walk on the wrong foot. I've been off foot 6 times. Since I started talking, and I can't seem to stay on beat this morning. I don't know if I'm thinking too much about what I'm saying or what. It is a beautiful morning. I'll go that far. The road crews are still working. They're out this morning. They're scraping the road. I think they're tarring today. I saw a new surface on the upper end of the street when I walked by the end of it. It's a little bit cooler. It rained. It was actually raining when I got up, but it's broken off. It's clear. It's beautiful. I didn't see a hint of a rain cloud. So wherever the rain was, it's gone now. We had a good set of thunder showers go through last night. The lawn is soaked and getting soaked-er, more soaked. So getting it mowed is going to be, we're back in the grind here. So how do we get it mowed? I'm off beat again. Weird as hell. It must be something with strides or talking or something. I get talking fast and walking fast, probably. Sun is bright. It is rather warm. It's late enough that I didn't get the normal amount of shade. Everything is mucky. We're still picking up stuff. pat down the grit. Everybody dancing across the street. I just watched somebody cross up above. It's mucky and slippery. The overnight rains moved a lot of the silt around and left a layer of really slimy stuff sitting on top. So the footing is a bit treacherous. Yeah. Well, my legs are saying I did a 16 beats. I did the 16 minutes. 125 beats. My calves are sore this morning. My thighs are saying hello. So we should hear from Endomondo in a second. Coming up on the corner where she usually talks to me. I spray some kind of sealant. Oh, it's a brush. Picking up stuff. Morning. 33:17. 16:44. Yeah, today's a slow day. I'm not sure if it was, I wasn't quite hitting 125, which is why I was always off beat, or you know, wasn't stretching enough or what, but yeah, tomorrow. Still, 16:40, sub 17 minutes both sides. That's not bad. I'll take it. And like I usually say, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.